your Mountain Rock, Q94, and a little bit of Van Halen. And for that, it was U2 on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. I'm Gary Lee. Glad to have you tuned in. It's Friday. It's week six. It's the coach's show, and we're going to kick it off here with head coach of the West Plains Zizzers, Joel White. Good morning.
Good morning, Gary.
Well, congratulations last week. Nice win. Anytime we can get a W, it's a wonderful thing. And picked up that win over Logan Rogersville, 41-7. You guys just kind of got off the bus, ready to play, and just rolled.
Yeah, we did a lot of good things. Really disappointed in our penalties. We had 9.
Harlan said you was going to mention that. I owe him now a Coke.
Yeah, it was sloppy. A little bit undisciplined football there. 9 penalties for 90 yards on offense. I think 5 or 6 of them were holdings. A couple of them were, I thought.
Ghostly?
I thought not holding penalties, but they were called. And then we had, like I said, we had some that were legit holds. So we've got to clean that up. And, we had 3 drop balls, one which right through the hands for an interception. So we just can't have that.
Well, it's tonight, a familiar foe is coming to Zizzer Stadium. And it's Military Appreciation Night, too, which is really cool. And the quarterback club, they're going to feed, I believe, all veterans, military. But it's going to be like at 5:30. So if you're going to do that, you're going to have to show up a little bit earlier. But, the military will be recognized, and that's really a cool thing. So, all you military personnel out there, come on down to Zizzer Stadium tonight. But, Rogersville, Bolivar, the similarities between the two is there a little bit? Because I've been told they're a little bit alike.
I don't know. It depends on how you look at it. Bolivar's always going to be in the shotgun. Where Rogersville got under center sometimes. Bolivar's going to be, a little bit more multi with their motions and what they do in the backfield. Bolivar's a 3-4 defense. Rogersville played a 4-man front. So Bolivar's got a really, really good running back, and the Gardner Casey kid, who last year was an all conference, Ozark Conference, first team corner. So a really good athlete, and when he's dangerous, when he gets loose, he's got some speed and he's got some wiggle to him. And then the McMurray kid at linebacker, first team all conference, he's third team all state. So they got really 2 good athletes there, and at the they're playing the McMurray kid a little bit as a wing and a receiver also. So they're in a little bit of the same boat as we are, as having their kids play both ways.
It's and there's some history too with Bolivar, and that always kind of adds to a contest. And just looking up and down the schedule, I mean, rivalries. I don't know if it's considered a rivalry or not, but to me, Bolivar is the biggest rival right now that the Zizzers have going. And would you agree with that? Do you look at that different? Does a coach look at it different than how a spectator will?
It's kind of hard to say right now since we're in the new conference. I guess you could say they are a little bit of a rivalry just because they're one of the teams that stayed in the new conference with us, so we're still going to see them every year. We've had some district battles in recent memory. So, it just depends on how you look at it.
Going into this game, with the Zizzers and looking at, you know, here it is Friday, but then backing up, how did this week of preparation go? Do you feel pretty good about it?
Yeah, we had a really good week's work of prep. You know, we had great weather.
Oh,
that,
man.
That always helps. You know, when it's nice and sunny, you know, you just want to be out there a little bit more. So I thought we had a really good week of preparation for these guys. You know, just throwing the ball around. We did a good job throwing and catching. And, you know, our freshman and JV, you know, had big wins Monday night. That always makes the week a little bit more enjoyable coming to work on a Tuesday.
Heck yeah. You know, the freshman on the 23rd beat Branson. That was a bad man. 2018. That's what you know you're looking for. Then picked up a win over Camdenton.
Yeah, two good football teams. Two big wins. You know, we Camdenton, the defense played lights out. Camdenton got down in the red zone a handful of times. We kept them out and come away with a 8-0 win.
How hard is it with, you know, being in a Class 4 school, is it to keep up with all the teams that you know, you've got your junior high that I'm sure you check in on. You want to know how they're doing and who's doing what and your freshmen and then, you know, the JV. Do you get to spend much time with the other teams?
You know, not as much as I probably should or would like to because, you know, I'm always busy with the varsity.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, we get a little bit of time with them in individual drills. But when it comes team time, you know, put your trust in Coach Womack with the freshman offense and Coach Dixon with the freshman D and then Coach mm-hmm. Crawford with the JV offense and Coach Amos with the JV defense. So, you know, you just got to try to let your coaches coach because that's how they learn. You want them to get better, and that's how they learn.
Have they adapted to your system? You know, I'm sure they still come, you know, have questions and all that, but because that's big, you know, I mean, now you're you know, you're tilling the soil, you're planting the seeds, now you're watching it grow, but it still needs to be watered here and there. So, you know, seeing the progression that it's going, you know, seventh, eighth, and freshman, it's the future looks pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's, you know, really, really bright future. We still would like to get some more numbers out. You know, our freshman squad, we had a lot of two-wayers, and you know, that just can't happen as you get into the season and make runs, and you worry about injuries, and you worry about depth. So, you know, we would like for the numbers to increase for sure.
Well, it's always I think that's just a battle that a lot of schools are going through right now. A lot of teams, you know, it's tough. I mean, it's not. I don't know what will change. You know, you say, well, winning. Well, you know what? We've been winning.
Yeah. You know, for example, Monday, Bolivar only wants to play as a half game freshman. Rogersville, they didn't have a freshman team.
Wow.
So that's why Camdenton came down to take their place. You know, Rogersville's got a handful of freshmen playing on Friday nights, so that kind of diluted their freshman schedule. Marshfield's in the same boat. So there's not a lot of teams in the Ozark Mountain Conference that are playing two full games on a Monday night, so we're one of the few that mm-hmm. are allowed to do that.
And that's just going to be a benefit on further on down the road, you know. Hit of the game last week, of course, we, you know, Tyler, we just thank the world of him. And sponsoring this, you had a decleater, didn't you?
Yeah, first play of the game. we had a really nice kickoff return, you know, that we work on. And Remy got loose down the sideline, and it was sparked by a good kickout block by Aiden Judd. And then our lights out hit of the week was put on by Dallas Roberts. It was, 10 years ago, wouldn't have been a penalty at all. And then, it's with the way the rules have changed, and, you know, it's just, I don't want to get started on that, but it was a good hit by Dallas, and I got flagged for it.
Right on. Well, hey, we appreciate you coming by again. The Zizzers and the Liberators tonight at Zizzer Stadium. It's a military appreciation night again, so come on down. The game will air on KDY 102.5 and be live video streamed as well. So tune in. Better yet, come on out. It's going to be a beautiful night for some high school football. And, of course, feeding the boys. You guys, you know, somebody has got to back that food truck up.
Yeah, this week, tonight, we have Meg Pelters and Brandy Miller.
Right on.
Word is they're getting Bootleggers barbecue, so... That's what I've been told. So again, we appreciate that. And last week it was the Cropper family, and so always have good support. And even on the Monday night games, all the freshmen and JV are getting taken care of as well.
Yeah, that's good stuff. I mean, that's good stuff, Coach. We appreciate you, Joel White, head coach of the West Plains Zizzers. We'll catch you next weekend.
Okay, thanks, Gary.